You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
We're just getting word right now on the situation in Baltimore where the bridge collapsed after that cargo ship crashed into it, that divers are now going back into the water. I'd heard earlier that they'd called off the search for, they believe, all those six construction workers who fell from the bridge. But now we're getting reports that they're going back into the water. So we'll keep an update on that.
And we learned that Utah trains at depths of up to 125 feet. This is about 40 to 60 feet that they're searching in Baltimore. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown three.
We're going to talk about Idaho today. Because the state's trying to do some damage control after Utah women's basketball coach went public with racial hate crimes. She says chased her team from their Coeur d'Alene, Idaho hotel during March Madness that happened last week. Well, now Coeur d'Alene officials are falling all over themselves to issue apologies, and they did so during a news conference yesterday. But in a weird, uncomfortable twist, the news conference gets disrupted and then gets cut short because a far-right activist shows up and starts shouting questions at officials.
This is a press conference?
It's press with the media, not with the general public.
I'm in the media.
Well, who are you with? Who are you with?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. You're out of order.
If you don't want to tell which news organization you're with, it's probably because it's a shady news organization. But yeah, there's a real problem right now for Idaho. They're being labeled as racist, and this is a major problem that they have to address because this was a terrible experience for the University of Utah women's basketball team when it should have been the best time of year.
Countdown.
We're continuing our in-depth housing series this morning at 10:35 with this growing trend. Dave, I found it online. There's all kinds of different stories about it. It's helping homeowners pay their expensive mortgages. It's called house hacking. Have you heard of it? I guess the question would be, would you rent a room? Collect a few hundred dollars a month. Would you rent a room to a perfect stranger to help afford your pricey mortgage? It is happening all over the Wasatch Front. We started looking into it, and sure enough, lots of rooms being rented out. So we're going to look into how much homeowners can earn from this, and also the downside besides having a perfect stranger in the bedroom next door to your bedroom.
One of my best friends was a stranger. Now, this was in college when it's kind of accepted that you just move in with strangers and you make it work. My daughter had kind of a crazy roommate. It happens. It's a little bit luck of the draw, but I think we were totally fine with it in our early 20s, and it worked because it worked financially. Why doesn't the same math work now? I think you're going to show, Debbie, that it does.
Launch countdown one.
I could not stop laughing when I heard this report come out this morning about Utah, the most affordable state to live in, you know, all of the country, in all of America. What? Yeah, $3.53 a gallon for gas right now. Hundreds of dollars for groceries. We just talked a few days ago about the astronomical price of homes in this state. But yep, USA Today says Utah is actually the most affordable state in all of America. America. Well, for me, the math ain't mathin'.
I love that. The math ain't mathin'.
No!
It's so true. It feels that way.
Whose calculator because, are they using?
Well, Debbie, we live in this little bubble, and we never want to leave our bubble, and we want to be angry because everything inside of our bubble is not perfect. Do you not remember paying $7 a gallon for gas in California? Because I do. My son was paying $5 for a gallon of milk in Alaska. That was for the cheap stuff, by the way. Important to look outside of the bubble. And you know what? After all, maybe Utah isn't so bad.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Special coverage of the top local story.
I have a feeling I am not alone, though, Dave. I think a lot of people are laughing at this headline in USA Today that says that Utah is the most affordable. We're number one most affordable states in the nation to live. I cannot imagine what numbers they were using on their calculator back there at USA Today to come up with this, because I don't buy it.
Yeah, sometimes the math is a little fuzzy in these reports, but they break it down. They say, okay, let's look at the top five basic expenses. Let's look at home ownership, all those costs, insurance, property taxes, all of that stuff. Groceries, healthcare, income tax, and gas. Those were the five things that they looked at, and do your little calculator. Huh? Utah, number one.
Okay, let's break it down. Home ownership costs, they're out of control. Most first-time home buyers can't afford a first-time home, so they have to rent. Rental costs, out of control. What, $1,800, $2,000 a month? Maybe that includes utilities, maybe it doesn't. And when it comes to healthcare costs, that depends on what disease you have. What disease you got stuck with. It doesn't, you know, I mean, sometimes it can cost a couple hundred dollars a year to go to the doctor. And so for some people, it is thousands.
Yes.
So that just seems just weird to me. And then income tax, okay, maybe state tax is a little bit lower, but it ain't free. In other states, there's no income tax. And then gasoline. A lot of times you and I sit here and report that we're some of the highest gas prices in the West, and we can't figure out why.
Yeah, what's so interesting about this, and this is why I think I really like this article, is it takes a 30,000-foot view. It really looks from high above and brings in all the other states and measures apples to apples and oranges to oranges. And okay, well, we might be a little higher in home costs here, but we're far cheaper in healthcare costs, or groceries are more affordable here. So you want to know, okay, does it even out? And overall, what does it look like? And Utah comes out on top. I will say this, Deb, I was as surprised as you are. But as we start diving in and you start looking around, there's one key right here. It's all about what you're paying compared to what you're earning. And sure, all those things that you mentioned, they can be very expensive. But the fact that we make a good median salary here in Utah changes the math. We make good money so we can afford to spend more.
Who are you kidding? We make good money.
We make good
money. Come on. Our listeners are like, they got to be rolling your eyeballs right now, right? I mean, you're making good money.
You're going to be surprised at how much people are making here in Utah.
Well, we just reported this the other day. It's around $60,000 a year. You know, so we'll look and see what USA Today suggests that we're earning here in Utah. But for me, the math still ain't mathin'. So we'll get our certified financial planner, Shane Stewart, on the line next to help walk us through this math. Maybe he could make us bite on this USA Today article and lean into it, which says Utah's number one state in the nation, most affordable state in the nation. There's no way.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
or sportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
David Dujanovic.
Look, this USA Today article had me laughing out loud as I was listening to it this morning. Of course, Utah's Morning News was breaking it down. And once they broke it down, it started to make a little bit of sense to me. But USA Today puts Utah as the most affordable state in all of America to live. And I need to hear the math for myself, Dave, because this ain't mathing for me.
The key is we make a good living in Utah.
Which I laugh at.
Why do you laugh at that?
Because I think there's a lot of people who are struggling.
Oh,
they're living
sure.
paycheck to paycheck. They can't afford the little extras. They can't even afford a vacation. So when I hear, oh, we make a good living, who?
This is going to shock you. The number they're reporting is $89,000 a year is the median income in Utah. $89,000. What's your reaction?
No way.
It seems high.
It seems way high. It's certainly, at least to me, $30,000, $40,000 a year higher than many people I know who they're living paycheck to paycheck. So USA Today, I'm sure they crunched the numbers and they collected the data. But data is different than how we feel and what is actually happening. So they might look at some data sets. But to me, numbers are numbing. It's just how people are actually experiencing their lives. And there's high credit card debt in Utah. We just talked a couple of days ago that we're the third highest priced housing market in the entire nation behind Hawaii and California. Then comes Utah. So I'm just having some real heartburn with this.
There's a couple of things I think that are important to remember. Is sometimes, and this matters, it's going to sound kind of wonky and mathy, but you say the math doesn't math. The median income means they throw out the high and low scores, so to speak, and they just look at what do most people make kind of in the meaty part of the curve. And that's an important number because you're right. There are people that are making $20,000, $30,000 a year and just scraping by. There's also multimillionaires. We don't want to just average that all together, and sometimes that's what we do. We take, you know, you're making 20, you're making 30, and this guy makes 50 million, and then we average them all together. The median, so this $89,000 says half of Utah makes over $89,000, and half of Utah makes under $89,000. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people that are nowhere near $90,000 a year, but half are above that. So life is pretty good.
Shane Stewart, certified financial planner with DMBA. Shane, Dave just tried to explain it to me why USA Today named Utah number one most affordable state in all of the country. I don't buy it. Do the math.
The math. Yeah, the math is all subjective, right? It's one of those things where we look at median income, right around 90,000, which is true. But the average income, which is different for in Utah, is just under 50,000. That might make you feel a little better, Debbie, that maybe is a more real number. And median income just simply means if there were only three people in the state of Utah, Dave, Debbie, and Shane, Shane makes 10,000, Debbie makes 75,000, and Dave makes 100,000. Well, the median income is 75. It's the person in the middle. So today's point, half are making more and half are making less, but the average income is everyone in the state of Utah lumped together and then divided by the number of people. The average income number being around 50,000 is much less than 90,000. And so today's point, it's not only half the state is living on less than 89,000, they're living on a lot less than 89,000 to keep that average down. And so there's a big divide there in average income.
And average income has its own problems. If you, me, and Debbie were with Elon Musk, our average net worth would be $60 billion.
Exactly. Yep. Right? The numbers are really difficult. And so to that point, Dave, I think it's really hard to just look at these numbers and make one definitive suggestion of how things are going. It really depends on even what the individual wants, what the individual defines as making it or not. What is their housing situation? Kind of car they drive is very difficult to peg.
Shane Stewart, a certified financial planner with DMBA, on the line with us live right now. USA Today has named Utah the most affordable place to live in the entire nation. What do you see? What do you think as a certified financial planner? I just don't see it as Utah being the most affordable place. I mean, you look at all of the states across the nation and you look at places in the Midwest where you can buy a home for half the price you can buy it here. I just don't see it. But what do you see as a certified financial planner?
Yeah, many times it doesn't feel that way just because, you know, folks who are scraping by. A lot of folks are scraping by with rent or a mortgage, with food, et cetera. There are some favorable things in Utah. However, Utah's a pretty well-run state as far as our government goes, meaning they keep the tax rates low. Whenever there's high inflation or high unemployment in the country, it's usually a little less, usually a little better in the state of Utah. And so we usually have better employment rates, better inflation rates. And so there are those things that do favor Utah. There's a lot of numbers that go into this, these statistics that they're showing. And so there are some really favorable things from Utah. But again, to the point we made about median income, the reason it doesn't feel like everybody's doing, because about half the entire state are living on less than that median income, and in some cases, much less.
Another thing, Debbie, you talk about how expensive homes are and trying to get in, especially if it's a first home. There are a lot of people that have a mortgage right now. They didn't buy at the peak of the market, that they have a good interest rate. And I think that certainly plays into our favor right now as well.
Yeah. And then there are steps being taken to help with affordable housing and those kind of things. And I hope those programs run well. They're new, they're untested, but they're hopefully there are some things that help this cyclical idea of inflation and affordable housing to come back down to earth and make it better for those who are below the median.
Shane Stewart, thank you for joining us, certified financial planner with DMBA.
So you were saying earlier, Dave, in the show that we're in a bubble and sometimes we like to bash things in the bubble.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, I think because we only know what is immediately around us, we only know what it's like to pay gas prices in Utah. You know, we're not long haul truckers. You know, we're not buying gas all across the country. So we know what groceries cost here. We know what gas costs here. We don't have a really good comparison about what it's like to pay a rent in San Francisco, which is far more expensive than it is in Salt Lake. So we kind of live in this bubble where we just want to complain and feel bad about ourselves and have a pity party when there are far worse places in this country for healthcare, for groceries, for gasoline, for home prices. And if you take it all into account, that's what this article is saying, that overall, take it all into account, Utah's doing great.
Do you side with Dave? Is this just a pity party? 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK. Personally, I don't feel like Utah deserves to be number one in all of the nation as the most affordable place to live. I think this article is laughable. So do you side with Dave or do you side with me? 801-575-TALK. Looking forward to your live phone calls next.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Do you agree with the USA Today report? The article that says Utah is the most affordable place to live in all of America? We're taking your live phone calls. 801-575-TALK. Again, 801-575-TALK.
Team Dave says, absolutely. I can see it. Quite honestly, I don't know, because I love Utah, I'm attached, love affair, whatever you want to call it. I love Utah. I think it's, you know, the best state around. That's why I've lived here my entire life. I think they make a pretty compelling case of why Utah is the most affordable. That's not to say things aren't expensive in Utah. I will absolutely grant you that. Homes, gas, groceries, all of that stuff feels very expensive. But comparatively speaking, compared to other states around us, compared to what we actually make, what our incomes are, overall, I think they make a compelling case that Utah is the most affordable in the nation.
I think that you are up in the night.
Cuckoo bananas.
Yeah. There's just no way. There's just no way that our listeners are listening to you say that and go, yeah, you know what? That Dave is right. I don't feel underwater financially at all. This is a great place to live when it comes to my finances. Homes are affordable here? Not. Gas prices are super cheap? Not. So often we cover stories that gas prices are some of the highest in the West in Utah. You know, cars cost the same here as they do in other states, but sometimes we have to pay more for a car because we need all-wheel or four-wheel drive. We need tires more often because of our roads. And then they tell us to buy summer and winter tires. Okay, well, that's just another $1,000 nobody has sitting around. So 801-575-TALK is the number to call. You can also head over to our KSL News Radio Facebook page. It is lit up with comments of people weighing in. And here's the question. According to USA Today, Utah is the most affordable state to live in. Do you agree with that? We'll get to some of your comments in just a moment.
So for comparison, and this is really where it's crucial, they laid out the national cost of living. So they looked at five different things. They looked at your taxes, home, groceries, health care, and then gasoline. So those are the five biggies. Nationally, homeowner costs are about $1,800 per month. So does that feel high or low here in Utah? Well, if $1,800 doesn't even start, if you're trying to buy a new home, if you're a first-time home buyer here, you never get anything for $1,800.
So maybe what USA Today looked at was homeowners who are currently in a home and probably bought years ago.
Yeah.
When homes, the average price of a home wasn't $533,000.
Yeah. In fact, just 10 years ago, it was, my house was half of that. It was worth probably $250,000, $270,000. Now it's over $500,000. Well, I'm not paying $500,000. I bought my house 20 years ago. So I have a 3.5% interest rate. So it's going great for me. And there's a lot of people in Utah that are in that situation where they have an existing home mortgage, they have a good interest rate. Not to discount what people are going through right now if you're a first-time home buyer, but that's not the majority of Utah.
Here's what USA Today says about Utah as being the most affordable state to live in. Our total cost of living every year is about $56,000. The median income, they say, is almost $90,000. Behind Utah, in the number two spot, is Tennessee. Number three is Arizona. Then comes Nevada. And then the state of Washington. Did they look in Seattle? Because I've felt for years that homes in Seattle are highly unaffordable and very pricey. Not just recently either, going back quite a number of years when I was looking around at moving out of state. It's like Seattle, I can't afford to live there. It's like felt like San Francisco. Let's get to our comments on our Facebook page. Also, the phone calls as well. 801-575-TALK, the number to call. Facebook, we posted this on our KSL News Radio Facebook page. We have way more than 100 comments. I can't get through all of them. And Kristen says, 2 days ago, I read news articles that we were the most unaffordable, only behind California and Hawaii. What Kristen's talking about is the coverage that we did here at KSL News Radio with housing costs. Utah is number three in the nation for most expensive housing. So we're feeling conflicted by the information that's being put out.
Yeah, the key there is what housing is right now. What this article looks like, what we're looking at right now, takes into account, you know, the past 30, 40, 50 years, whatever, the people are either homeowners or they have a good interest rate. That one that you're referencing is just the snapshot into today.
Joseph, what do you think? Utah, the most affordable place to live in the nation?
Nope, it's not.
Talk about it. Give us
it's
more.
Not at all.
How so?
I've been renting all my, ever since I can remember, I've been renting, and if the rent's high, it's crazy. And not to add upon the problem, does the gas prices are starting to be outrageous again.
Yep.
And food prices, and it's just like you can hardly even get a breather from all the little things added to what a normal person has to go through, not counting any other additional bills they might have to pay to make a living.
Thank you so much, Joseph. I feel it. I know it. And it's difficult because also rent prices keep going up, and that's hard to keep up with. Justin, you feel like Utah's the most affordable place in the nation?
It's probably one of the worst affordable, but at the same time, it's probably the most attractive just because there's so much demand.
Well, this is what I worry about with this article. After I stop laughing at this USA Today report, I thought, oh my goodness, I hope people all over the nation don't read this and start moving here. because we
The problem is, if they start looking, they'll notice that those prices are higher, like you were saying.
Yeah, hopefully, because you start looking at the housing situation in Utah, we don't have enough supply here as it is.
True.
I mean, the governor is already calling on home builders to start building, 35,000 new starter homes by 2028? So we start getting more people here who look at headlines like this, thinking that they're going to save all kinds of money by moving here. I mean, I guess unless you're living in California, maybe that is the case, but it's not, in my view, affordable here.
And this may look much different 5 or 10 years from now. But I look at this, and I will say this. If the median income is $90,000 a year here in Utah, and that half of Utah is making more than $90,000, that is incredible, right? That probably shocked me more than anything, that half of Utah is making over $90,000. Now, if you're making under $90,000, of course, all this math doesn't math, as you were saying, Debbie. It just, you're living paycheck to paycheck, but not that $90,000 makes you wealthy, but it does surprise me that half of Utah, you know, if you're looking through a crowd, you could say, well, half of you are making over $90,000. That surprised me.
A man arrested for terrorizing numerous women all over the Wasatch Front, accused of running them down and then leaving the scene, because he's in custody. He will appear in court today. But KSL Television's Shara Park found something very concerning about the hit-and-run incidents and is asking this question. What took police so long to track down a suspect who'd been running over women allegedly since August? She joins the show next.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.